First of all, South Sudan is a sovereign state. And the government of the Republic of South Sudan is capable of interacting with any political entity in the world, including Egypt. However, the procurement is the business of the government. So wherever they get the weapon, it should not be an accusation. It's a reality. The government of South Sudan is capable of getting weapons from anywhere. There's no restriction on the government of South Sudan where to buy and where to get weapons.
Well, some people have expressed concern that at this crucial moment when negotiations are being held to resolve the crisis, if South Sudan is seen as acquiring more weapons, then it is disinterested in the peace process. So what is your take on that?
It is the other way around. It is the government is entitled to protect and provide the security of the citizen and the integrity of the Republic of South Sudan. When the rebels get weapons, this is where it should be questioned, because the rebels have no legal mandate to get weapons from elsewhere. However, we have not talked about the sources of weapons. We know they are dealing with some devils around the region, and that is not a big deal.
So which specific countries are you talking about where these rebels are acquiring weapons?
We will not go just accusing anybody, because rebels can get from the black market. So whoever the devils they are cooperating with is not our big major concern.
Some people are saying that the government acquiring weapons, irrespective of where it's coming from, shows the government does not have a good will in negotiating at the peace talks to end this crisis. What do you say to that?
I think, me on behalf of the army, the duty and the constitutional responsibility of the army is to provide protection to the integrity of South Sudan, to the people and their property. So if we need weapons to do that constitutional mandate, then we do that while the government negotiates political settlement. We are sure the conflict is a political issue that was taken very far by the politician. The politician should have resolved their political problem away from violence. So meanwhile, we, the army, are protecting the people and the integrity of the country. The discussion and the dialogue should go on. They are not tied to one another.
Some people are calling for more targeted sanctions, especially those in the military, for prolonging the conflict. What do you say to that?
The conflict, I don't know who is prolonging the conflict. You should monitor in Addis Ababa the negotiation, how they have been going on. Whoever is refusing, you should talk to. But to my knowledge, the rebels have rejected the cessation of hostilities, and they have continued attacking Malakal, attacking Duke County, attacking Baliet, attacking Fiji, and with the interest to divert and capture the oil field. That is a direct rejection of peace. So why do you look for other people that are obstructing peace? There's somebody announcing that they are not for cessation of hostilities.